Good morning to you all. We're so glad that you're in the Lord's house today. In our call to worship today, we're continuing in Psalm 148. And we shared with you last time how that God calls forth the created reaches of heaven to praise His holy name. And then He continues on, beginning at verse 5, to reach into the earth and the things that He has created in the earth to declare them to praise His name. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, He says, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all people, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. And so we see both heaven and earth are called, and very specifically, God goes through earth and all the things that He has made, He said, bring praise unto my name. And yet, what does man do? Man brings praise to himself. Man has created whole movements of self-esteem where we think about ourselves and we focus our attention upon ourselves. And yet, God has called us to praise His holy name. I wonder across America today how many people are truly praising the Lord. We come up with ideas about praising the Lord, but truly, I mean, honoring His name. For His name, the Bible says here, alone is excellent. That's exclusive. His name alone is excellent. That word excellent means exalted above all others. When you have something that's excellent, it's a cut above the rest. And that's the picture that's given to us here. And He says, His glory is above the earth and the heaven, therefore He is worthy of our praise. I wonder how deep our understanding is of just how worthy God is of our praise. We praise everything today. I mean, it's an amazing thing today what we call out for praise. It's pitiful. I mean, we praise people that do a terrible job. And, oh yeah, you did a great job. Thank you so much for what that job. And it's a lie. They didn't do a good job. And we call them out for praise. And they're not even worthy of that. So how today does man think about God? I'm afraid that it's very low view of God. I want us all to have a high view of God. And the only way you can have a high view of God is to get it from the Word of God. Because human beings naturally degrade things. We corrupt things. We bring things down rather than lifting them up. And so we need to honor the Lord this morning with our lips when we sing. Enter into it with your full heart. As the birds out in the trees are singing His praises today, they're obeying His command. You and I need to sing forth as well and bring glory unto His name. And when we enter into the worship of God in our Bible study today, would you connect your heart and mind to it? Would you put every fiber of your being into it? Because then you'll get the greatest benefit. But if you just sit here and just let the hour pass, you'll not be able to praise Him, you'll not worship Him, and you'll have wasted your time. May God help us to praise Him as all of His creation is called to do.